Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Ready, we are back, and we have with us tonight Big John McTurnan. And I want to say Craig in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Craig. And the numbers are 888-281-1110. Folks, this is a make it or break it night. We got to hear from you. 888-677-9673. Bill to defund Special Counsel Jack Smith hits Congress. We must act immediately. Now, this is an article by Jack Davis. And Republican Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida hopes to short-circuit the special counsel bringing his second federal indictment against former President Donald Trump by pulling the plug on his funding. Lord, I hope they do it. I hope Congress does it. On Tuesday, Trump announced that he expects to be indicted by special counsel Jack Smith. John, that Jack Smith has got a reputation, and I'm afraid it's not a very good one, is it?
A terrible pastor, Ernie. Many of his cases have been overturned by the courts for tactics that he's used. I mean, he's just unscrupulous is the best way that. So because they appointed Jack Smith for Trump, it's a given that they're going to have phony charges against him, pastor.
In other words, it's known in the business as a whore. They got one who will sell themselves and do whatever they have to, and he's not known to be to have much care for Christians or conservatives, is he?
Well, he's one of the ones, Pastor Ernie, that I told you that hates us so much. Hates God. Of course, he hates God, so then we believe in God and his word, so therefore he hates us. But they're the type that if they get full power like the Nazis did in Germany, Pastor Ernie, they will look to deal with us just like the Nazis did. That's how much they hate us, loathe us, despise us.
Well, does he know and Merrick Garland know, do they believe if Trump gets back into office, they're going to jail, they're going to prison?
I think they really believe him that will happen, and they must stop them at all costs.
All right. They know that they've committed treason against the American people.
Pastor Ernie, I've researched. Now, you may have mentioned this on other shows, but I've researched about this case against Trump with the documents that he took home, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's civil law on that, Supreme Court law, that the president can have any documents that he wants. He can declassify any document. And Bill Clinton took documents home and had them in a dresser drawer. And they were found, and I think they wanted to bring charges against him. And the Supreme Court ruled that, no, while he's president, he can declassify anything and take it for his personal use. That no one can, there's no law against that. That's settled law, Pastor.
And because of that, that applied also to both Bushes and Obama. And now, but again, there's a different set of laws. They're out to get President Trump. Okay, they whatever they can. So. They're going to do whatever they can. And so let me ask you this. First of all, I have no doubts in my mind at all. I'm completely convinced that Donald J. Trump is still the legitimate president of the United States. At Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we have a great big sign out front, and that is on this sign, that we acknowledge that President Donald J. Trump is still the legitimate president of the United States. Now, he has about 80 million supporters here. Now, if they were to arrest Trump, okay, I would see that as an act of war by the domestic enemies against our republic and against the people of the United States of America. Is that not Do you not consider them domestic enemies of the Constitution? They violate the Constitution of God and country and of the freedoms. They're trying to take away all of our freedoms. And what I saw at the January 6th, I saw that as an act of war, and I see all of those patriots as prisoners of war. What do you say?
Well, very interesting, Pastor Ernie, because do you remember Black Lives Matter, all the fires that were set in Washington and burning churches down, and they threatened the White House, and the president went in some bunker or something because they thought that the Black Lives Matter was going to, you know, come over the fence there and attack the White House. How many of them were arrested, Tester?
Again, they weren't. This is because of the insurgent. This was because of what we have. We have the domestic enemies. Those people, what we
right.
refer to
right.
as the Democrats, yeah, they're domestic enemies of freedom, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. In New York City, Black Lives Matter just got $13 million from the city for violating their rights when they were rioting and burning buildings down in New York and everything they were doing. They just got, just now, I think it was yesterday, the day before, they got $13 million. Now, here's what we have in front of us, Pastor Ernie. This is very important that all our listeners grasp this. When Hitler was taking power, now also when Lenin, but it's not that well known as with Hitler, but when Hitler was taking power, he had two political forces under him. One was the SS and the other was the SA. And the SA, the SS was more Hitler's personal guard, and the SA were the ones that were going out there and assassinating people and beating up politicians and sheriffs and all of that. And they were the Black Lives Matter of today, or Antifa. I think that Antifa fits them better. A mob. They were just they would set fires, burn things down. Book burners. They were burning all. They were known as the book burners. All the books about homosexuality and all that, that's what being burnt, Pastor Ernie, when you see the big bonfires. They were, because the SA was loaded with homosexuals, drug addicts, criminals, occultists. So when Hitler started to solidify power, he had them taken out, Pastor Ernie, by the SS, because they were so unstable, he thought that they would turn against him. They were anarchist crazies. And that's what we have right now with Antifa. Antifa fits the bill of the SA under the Nazis.
Oh, absolutely, they do. Now, let me ask you this. I'm going to play a clip, and this is a congresswoman. This is a congresswoman, and she is talking to, she's from Russia. She was from Russia, and she is talking to Christopher Wray, and then when we come back, we'll pick it up from right there. So go ahead and play that clip.
Mr. Chairman, Director Wray, FBI's mission is to protect the American people and uphold the U.S. Constitution, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we had a couple years ago, it was a hearing, and I actually, looking on all of the concerns that I've seen, was really warrantless surveillance and abuses of Section 702 of FISA. I compare your agency to KGB. And spending 2 years in this committee, reading a lot of reports, now doing a lot of hearings, I am really shocked that your agency is involved not just unlawful surveillance of American citizens, intimidation of American citizens, censorship of American citizens, potential cover-ups of convenient political figures, and potential setups of inconvenient political figures. And a lot of my colleagues ask a lot of questions, but I think when we look at that, and unfortunately we haven't been doing our job authorizing spending, which was not authorized by our committee already for over a decade, we're going to have this serious conversation and including reauthorization of Section 702. But I want to talk about follow-up on some other issues that you mentioned about that my colleagues I was talking about, and you mentioned that you focus on malign foreign actors. So in Durham report, which describes 2020, he states, and this is a quote, steel subsources could have been compromised by the Russians. FBI never gave appropriate consideration to the possibility that the steel reports was Russian disinformation. No vetting happened. You have some falsified FISA court application. You have some very shady, you know, confidential human sources that you kept paying for them. Nothing was vetted. Some of your head of counterintelligence division was accused of taking money from Russian oligarchs just recently this year. So you said it all was bad. Now we go to 2022. Your agency is involved with SBU, Security Service of Ukraine, you know, to actually provide information to big tech to censor just views of American people. No vetting seems as happening. You know, this is information. Actually, a lot of this information was pro-Russian against Ukraine and pro-Putin. Your agents just pass it along. It seems like nothing happened. And it's interesting for me that, you know, when I raised some issue, actually, beginning of July, and what's happening in Ukraine, I don't have any confidential human sources, just using common sense and intelligence that something is wrong happening in Ukraine. It seems like there is a lot of infiltration. I was attacked. Oh, my gosh, how can you question? Well, strangely enough, you know, after me raising this question in the middle of July, President Zelensky fired his SBU top guy, opens over 600 investigations, is potentially, you know, infiltration by Russians, and then fire a lot of other people for corruption. And anti-corruption prosecutor was suddenly installed. But what is really interesting for me, you know, how could you have these processes, and are you doing actually any investigation to look? Because it seems to me, as I understand, you still have our agencies working with SBU, with, you know, coming from KGB time and FSB time has a lot of potential to have this infiltration. Are you doing any investigations on these issues?
Doing investigations on...
Yeah, to look at that, why we're doing unvetted information we're taking from SBU, which actually was infiltrated and given to censor Americans to our big tech companies. Are you looking into that as an agency?
I'm not sure there's an investigation that is directly on point to what you're saying. I mean, certainly the SBU is an agency that we
worked
with for a long time.
So did we change the processes now, since we know your guys work with SBU? SBU was infiltrated by Russian, and, you know, big tech was censoring American citizens with this unvetted information that actually was provided by Russians. Do you change any processes? Or is it still happening? You have still the same processes that happened. Is it still happening now?
Well, the engagement that we had with SBU was during the...
But I'm talking right now.
Yeah.
Because recently, some of your agents had actually a joint meeting, and they were bragging how they're top corporations with SBU. Did you change processes?
I'm not sure what processes you're talking
about. That information.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Again, during the period and the beginning of the invasion...
No, I'm talking right now. Yeah. Do you vet information that you get from agencies like SBU? I mean, I don't know if we're trying to... Are we being, like, stupid? I understand. Are we being infiltrated by Russians or corrupt? I don't understand why we're not vetting information with such a really challenging agency. So are you changing anything of that? I would like to have a briefing or something on this, because if you're not looking at that, I have a huge problem with that.
I'm happy to try to see if we can arrange to get you a better briefing on the subject.
Because this is a serious national security issue. Are you back?
Here's the thing. It's unbelievable. She was letting them know that she's wondering, she's comparing the FBI with the KGB, and she's wondering, whose side are you on there, okay? So what is she saying? She's asking him if what we're saying, the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department, they've all been weaponized. They've all been weaponized against the American people, against anyone who is not... They're on the left. Anyone who believes in God and country, the Constitution, and the Republic, then they have been, they want to take away our freedom of speech. And they're worried. They're very, very worried because they're seeing the American people, up until a point they've gotten away with this, but now they're seeing the American people are awakening. The fake news media can no longer keep the people so dumbed down because now, because of programs like this, we have many more programs like this now, praise the good Lord for that, and on the internet and that, so they're getting worried, they're getting nervous, and this is why they're scared to death of Trump. Now, let me ask you this, John. here, if President Trump, because we consider him to be the still to be the legitimate president of the United States, many of us do, okay? And so if because of this, well, let me ask you this. Do you feel like you are under an attack? But before you answer, let me go and say this. B&B in Ohio pledges 400. Let me see. L in Ohio pledges 20. Nancy in Wisconsin pledges 50. Curtis from Washington pledges 200. Gregory from Chicago pledges 25. Bruce from Wisconsin pledges 50. I think I missed one from the very top there. I didn't get that one. You have to scroll down. Let me see. Craig in Michigan pledges 100. So thank you. All righty. So let me ask you this, John. Do you feel, as John McTernan, a citizen, a patriot, that you have had war declared against you and your family and your freedoms by the left?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. No doubt about it, Pastor Ernie. They have declared war on America because they're not that stupid. Like, for example, keeping the borders open. You mentioned earlier all about the borders and what's happening with the borders. The borders were pretty tight under Trump. Now they're wide open. You know, so is that benefiting America or is that moving to destroy America? The oil, we were exporting oil and all. One of the first things he did is shut the pipeline down and all that. And the next thing you know, inflation is running wild. I can go issue after issue, and then going into our rights. The FBI spying on parents because they were upset with the agenda the schools were teaching their kids. You know, January 6th, the FBI then was suppressing us, our freedom of speech, working with these Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. They were directly responding, Pastor Ernie, to the FBI. So then killing the bribe case with Trump, they knew it. They also suppressed and lied about Hunter Biden's the computer. They lied, said it was Russian disinformation when they knew it was not, and it was true. So they did everything they could to prevent Trump from winning in the 2020 election. And I believe it goes greater than that, Pastor Ernie, that they were behind absolutely changing the numbers. You know, they were a part of the system that was suppressing Trump votes and promoting Biden votes. So it was a coup. The FBI was part of a coup to take down a sitting president and put in Biden. So they are the enemy of the people, Pastor.
Okay, in my lifetime in America, I've never seen anything like this because you've got a dictator, Obama Biden. He knows that he has committed so many crimes and the Biden is closing in on the Biden crime cartel. And so here now. Have you ever seen, there's kind of one other case in our lifetime where you've seen a sitting, and of course he's not really a legitimate president, but someone trying to put their opposition, their opponent, in a political election, their opponent in prison, so they can't be defeated. Have you ever seen that before in American history? Is that not what we see always in third world countries?
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying, Pastor Ernie. That suppressing the media, telling the truth about the election, taking votes away from one candidate, giving it to another, running up phony charges to put the leading candidate against the junta that's in power, wanting to put him in jail. You know, and phony investigation after investigation after. I don't think we've had anything in our history like this, Pastor Ernie. Nothing in our history adds up to what we're living through right now.
Okay, so if we recognize President Trump as being the legitimate president of the United States, and they go to jail him, and he gives the command to the people, the United States of America, to take down this domestic enemy, the enemies of America, of our Constitution, of our freedom from within, do you think that would happen? Before you answer that, I got to say, Ryan from Michigan pledges $150. Thank you, Ryan. And the number is 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Do you think that the American people, starting with the states, with the state governments and in the red states, would say, okay, we're going to, number one, close all the FBI offices in this country, in our states, and start going after them, call out the governors, to call out the National Guard, use state police to go after those that have destroyed. Now, let me just say this. The vast majority of those agents in the FBI would be actually on our side. It's just that it's those at the top echelons that the top two or three tiers down. But do you think if President Trump gives the command, okay, go ahead, and there would be some, I think, military too that would move in that direction, that there would be, that America would rise up and remove the enemies, the domestic enemies of our Constitution, of our Republic?
Well, here's the thing, Pastor Ernie. This is how I see it. The first American Revolution was done in a very special way. I mean, there was government involved. You know, it was like politicians from Massachusetts and Virginia. We had direction of what we wanted, what the American people wanted. We had a military leader in George Washington that was, so it was orderly, Pastor Ernie, and it was done, you know, like I'm going to say properly. The great danger in this is just a mob that can really get out of hand, and it can just end up like the Russian Revolution. So well, the American Revolution, Pastor Ernie, we take it for granted, but the Continental Congress and coming together, all the states, you know, forming like a government there in Philadelphia, appointing a general, raising an army. That's why it was conducted the way it was, Pastor Ernie, and that's why we won. So you mentioned it earlier. When we see what Washington is doing, we need the state of Texas behind us. We need the state of Ohio behind us and all those other states there. We need them to do orderly, Pastor Ernie. It has to be done, in my opinion, it has to be done orderly. Otherwise, it's just mob, and who knows where that will go. But we could end up with the French Revolution here. It could be worse having a revolution than the way it is now.
Well, if you were talking about a French Revolution, the revolution was against God and against the belief in God. But
that's who we're up against now.
And so, well, yeah, the entire Democratic Party is against God, are they not?
They sure are, Pastor Ernie. When you sit down and you look at the Bible and what they're doing, it's like they're attacking. God says, be fruitful and multiply. Well, they want to kill every baby in the womb. And then he says, he made us male and female. Well, they want to attack. Well, there is no male or female. You mentioned something earlier on the show about that, Pastor Ernie. They want to deny that this marriage between a man and a woman. I mean, marriage can be between anything at all. So God is the creator. Now they're pushing its evolution. It just happened. This is all chance. This is all chance. So they're attacking the very core of God's creation, Pastor Ernie, here on earth.
So they start with the very first divine institution that God gave us, the institution of marriage and the family. And then they go to, from that to legitimate government, where God gave us the divine institution of human government. They have totally turned that inside out, upside down, and backwards, okay? Then they went after the divine institution of the church. And so there's a war. So we see what you would call the Democratic Party, but also the rhinos. Are not the rhinos treasonous people, too? I mean,
what are they, Pastor Ernie? What? I mean, they're like a Democrat light, you know, Bud Light beer. These rhinos are like Democrat lights.
All right. If I could open the phone lines, these lines would be jammed. I mean, they would be totally jammed. But I can't do that because tonight's pledge night, and I got to get those lines open for the pledges. And if we don't get some pledges in pretty soon, we won't be here at all. But anyhow, folks, we got to hear from you. 888-281-1110. So 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. So like in Canada, where they go after, or China or Venezuela, where anyone who they go after, they try to arrest the opposition. We see Merrick Garland doing that. We see him, like you were talking about, trying to go after the parents. January 6th people, these are American patriots. They had their election stolen from them. And they are prisoners of war. And I'm telling you, everyone who was supposed to be on that select committee, there will be no justice until every one of them are in that filthy, dirty jail there in D.C. where the patriots are being held right now. And so how do you think, because, I don't believe the American people will tolerate Donald Trump being arrested and sent to jail. Now, let's just say he was arrested. And, of course, they're going to try to do that. But he could still run for president, even from being in jail. So if he ran and got elected, could he not pardon himself right away?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I mean, that would get into some legal ground. I mean, twisting and turning of legality. But when it looks at, when you see about the president, he's given complete authority for pardon. It doesn't say except the president can't pardon himself.
All right. Folks, we've got about 20 minutes left on air, and we have, I believe, probably about 2,400 to raise or more. We have 2,000 to 2,000 to raise. So we've got about, we got to raise $100 a minute, $100 a minute. Believe me when I'm telling you, I'm not kidding you. We got to hear from you, okay, or we're in danger of losing some other stations while we're fighting like everything to get back on the stations that we lost. So we got to hear from you. We really do.
Pastor Ernie, could I add to what you're saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. You may not be aware of this, but Pastor Ernie has to do this fundraising because he really can't have advertisers. And the reason he can't have advertisers, what he says is so controversial, there's such truth in it, that the advertisers would be targets of the hard left to destroy their business. So to be free here and bring information like he's bringing, we have to rely on fundraising. That's the only way it can be done. And if he can only stay on air as the money comes in. So, Pastor Ernie, you had to go off a couple stations this year already, right?
We went off six stations this year already.
Six stations, right, because the money doesn't come in. So that'll happen. If money doesn't come in, he'll have to, I don't know what stations there will be, but there'll be certain stations he'll have to come off the air. That's why we need your support, folks. And Pastor Ernie is always telling the truth and always bringing up things that it's very hard, Pastor. You bring up stuff, Pastor Ernie, that even, I'm going to say, on good stations, they don't cover that much, if ever.
No. You know, we have a saying, when in doubt, charge. We're totally sold out. The cause is a righteous cause. First is God, country, and freedom. And that we're sold out. No turning back. In 50 years, John, we've never compromised. You know that. Not once. And we're not going to. We've been sold out time and time again by the media. We've been sold out by pastors that we thought were pastors. And then in the end, they sold us out. And betrayed, but we have stayed the course. We have not ever stood down, not one time. And Norma from Illinois pledges 100, and we'll be back after this. A little girl lay dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, I want to see the preacher. So they left them alone. Will you make me a promise? She said, as you walk in. He said, tell me what I can do. She said this to him.
Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Heaven, they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them all he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please. So I'll see them.
She said, I know I'm dying, but that's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about mom and dad? I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
Tell mom and dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above, how that they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, tell them what he's done for.
She said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, promise me you'll tell them. As she faded off to sleep, he said, sweetheart, don't worry. That's a promise that I'll keep.
Tell mom and dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about. told Mom and Dad about Jesus too, so I'll see them again.
All righty, we're back. And, all right, Anonymous in Pennsylvania pledges 200. Paul in San Diego pledges 300. And George in Minnesota pledges 150. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty, we're about 1,500 short right now for what we need tonight. If I can get three pledges of 500, that'll do it. Or one pledge of 1,000 to match the 1,000 pledge we had tonight, and a pledge of 500. Or one pledge of 1,500. That'll work, okay? Right, so anyhow, folks, 888-281-1110. Listen, the cause is a righteous cause, and we're going to continue to be. We need your help. We really do. Also, it's 888-677-9673. Exclusive, the left plans to strip Trump from the ballot in all 50 states. That's right. Attorneys for President Donald Trump appeared in Florida courtroom Tuesday to attend the first hearing on the case of the seized documents. And on Sunday, Trump received a letter from the Department of the DOJ, I call them Department of Jerks, okay, stating that he is a target of a grand jury investigation. This is a kangaroo. This is a false charges. The Capitol riot of January 6th. This was a riot that was headed up. They had insurgents from the left. The FBI was filled. You know, even the police chief out there said it, the place was filled with FBI insurgents. This is the Biden White House continues to claim that the agency is independent. What a lie. Oh, my gosh, what a lie, okay? The plan is not just to indict and convict President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States, on January 6th in Washington, D.C. Jack Posobiec said on Human Events, that's just step one. Step two is to take the conviction and then parade it around in every single state of the 50 states where he is on the ballot and try to strike him from the ballot. I got a feeling it's going to work in the opposite direction, don't you, John?
See, that would stir up all the states like simultaneously, Pastor Ernie. That's like in your face, what are you going to do about it type thing. And if they can do that to him, who's the legitimately elected president, and then overthrow the election and then prevent him phony charges and then prevent him from trying to be reelected again. What do we have of a nation? What's left of a nation, Pastor?
So when Trump says they're coming, the communists, the Democrats are coming for you, I'm just in their way. Is he telling the absolute truth?
100% absolute truth.
All right. This Sunday, go ahead.
Ernie, we see it. Look how the schools and the school boards and those teachers, how much they hate us. You know, excuse me.
Because they're communists to the bone. They hate God. They really hate God, don't they?
The college campuses, Pastor Ernie, they're riddled now. You know, they're talking, the media, the main media, they all hate us with a passion. Loathe us. And I've been saying for years, Pastor Ernie, this first gelled in my mind at the abortion centers when I would be up against the pro-abort supporters there, especially in New York. We would literally be rubbing elbows there. And I could see the seething, loathing hatred they had for the pro-life people and hatred sharing the gospel with them. And that's when I begin to realize how they literally hate us. Not just in word, like, oh, I hate you. I mean, they will try to do to us what the Nazis did to the Jews if they get a chance, Pastor. If they're able to consolidate power and have, you know, like all the federal agencies and most of the states and the army against us, they will move to exterminate us like the Nazis did the Jews. No doubt in my mind.
All right, for those, there's many, many in the military and a number of high-ranking officers still there. If Trump gives the order, they still consider him the legitimate president of the United States. Well, I guess we won't know what they would do, but we would see, like we've seen in other countries that have fought against communism, we would see it rise up because we are fighting against communism, just like what we saw, what happened in the Soviet Union, where they overthrew and the country split up. We saw that in Germany, where they fought against the communist regime there. And America is I'm seeing America rise up against communism here. But you know what really said it all was when they were carrying the pro-deathers, the communists were carrying the placards that said, "When Christ returns, we'll kill him again." They're kind of in for a rude awakening, aren't they, John?
Yeah, I saw that, Pastor Ernie. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, yes. Carol in San Diego pledges 100. Thank you, Carol. Okay, folks, I got to give the numbers again. We're running out of time. 888-281-1110 or 888, where's that? 888-677-9673. Here, Jet, another leak. Jack Smith to charge Trump again with Civil War era rights of violations, bastardizing the law to jail Biden regime's political opponents. This is from the Gateway Pundit. That's exactly what they're doing, isn't it? This is like you see in the third world countries. Where
yes, it is, Pastor Ernie, and it's right in our face. It's right in our face. Now, what? We are already a fractured country. Now, I live here in Texas, and we have nothing in common for all those hardcore liberal areas of California. Now, there's a lot of area in California that's not, you know, just given over the wickedness, like San Francisco and Oakland and Los Angeles. But, you know, those states, if they stay intact, I mean, we have nothing in common with them, Pastor Ernie. New York State, New Jersey, Maryland.
Well, New York State, not, you know, if you get away from the cities, if you get away from the big cities, most of the people are more conservative. And
you're right. But the way this is structured right now with the power structures there, Pastor Ernie, we can't coincide with them, really. That we're so fractured that just something, you know, that triggered the revolution or triggered the Civil War, I think could fracture us right now. Right now, Pastor Ernie, we'd fracture.
Okay, now there's a lot of people. Let me ask you this. The Bible is very clear. In the war for independence, when our nation fought for its freedom, who was it that led in the battle? Who were the people that led the battle?
Well, you had a lot of the preachers that were involved, Pastor Ernie.
They were called Black Robe Regiment, weren't they?
Yes, they were. That's what they were called.
And they understood, they did it from God's word, the Bible, that resistance to tyranny was obedience to God. Now, there's a growing number of pastors in this country that have some courage. It's a growing number. But still, by far, our Lord has not been the one group more than any other group in this country that has betrayed our Lord, that has disrespected him with a lack of courage is from the pulpit. That's been a fact. But God has kept a remnant, just a small group of Black Robe Regiment pastors that are willing to stand and fight. And people that are in these apostate or these liberal churches where the pastors don't have courage, that means that God didn't raise them up and put them in a pulpit, because the Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions. If they stay in those churches to have their ears tickled and to stay comfortable, are they not just as guilty as that false teacher, as that apostate preacher?
Well, see, Pastor Ernie, you're touching upon that. We have to stand for truth. There's no option there. We have to stand for truth. If we don't stand for truth here in America, if we have a collapse of the church and it doesn't stand for truth, then we're going to end up like Germany and like communist Russia, the same oppression. It doesn't change. There's nothing new under the sun. If we look what happened to the communists did in Russia, and not only Russia, China, Cuba, I mean, every country, they purge the people that are like us, no matter how many. What was it, Pastor Ernie? The Chinese killed somewhere around 100 million?
Yeah.
When they took power?
Yep.
Yeah, so this is a warning going out to everybody that's listening. This you have no option in this. There is no option. You must stand. It's just a matter of, Pastor Ernie, how we can link that together, how we can form a cohesive unit to stand.
All righty. This Sunday, John, Lord's willing, unless the Lord changes it up, I'm going to be preaching on AI versus AUI, okay? On AI versus AUI. Now, AI is artificial intelligence. AUI is absolute ultimate, the absolute ultimate intelligence. And we know who the absolute ultimate intelligence is. So we're going to be taking a look at, because the left is placing a lot of their faith in artificial intelligence to help them, you know, rule the world and to depopulate the planet. And hopefully they think that AI through AI will teach them how they can live forever. But we're going to take a look at, because their AI is going to be up against our AI, AUI. And as a Doers of the Word Baptist Church, so we start with a very, very interesting in-depth Bible study at 8:30 in the morning. And then at it goes to 9:30, we switch to another study. And then at 11:30, we have the morning service. And then in the afternoon, right now we're not having any afternoon classes until 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, we have the Bible and current events. And right now we've been looking at a lot of the AI, what is coming out here. As we did, we exposed so much over the years. And then at 5 o'clock, we have the evening service, and Pastor Hal will be preaching that evening service. Okay, so the address is 14781 Sperry, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. You can go up on our website, wrwl.org, wrwl.org, and all that information is there. And so right now we want to say, let's see, we've got Georgia, Minnesota pledges. Or do I go back to Janet? Janet in New Jersey pledges 100. George in Minnesota pledges 150. Hector in Chicago pledges 100. And Anthony in Texas pledges 1,000. And so, folks, right now, we're almost there. We're going to be here till 12 midnight. So how much time do I have? Okay, John, you've got 5 minutes to tell the folks how they can get to heaven and avoid that lake of fire.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Ernie. Yeah, we want, Pastor Ernie and myself and everybody that's a part of this ministry, we want all our listeners, every single one, in heaven. We're talking about politics, and there is a right and a wrong. There is evil. There is righteous in this world. And the full truth of how to live with God, how to know God, how to have assurance of eternal life is in the Bible. So 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4 tells us what the gospel of Jesus Christ is. It's not complicated at all.
When we get to 90 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So Mike was still live. I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
Okay, Christine. 1 Corinthians 15:3 says, For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. It's so clear, folks, that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, there's a lot of other things in the Bible, but to have assurance of eternal life, to know that you will be in heaven, it takes believing that how Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Now, added to that, or an addition or part of it, is repentance. So repentance means you're turning away from a life without Jesus Christ at the center of it, to him and his word, believing that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Notice he was buried. He literally died. He was buried. And he bodily rose again the third day according to the scriptures. If you believe that, and if you confess it with your mouth, if you confess, I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins according to the scriptures. I believe he was buried. I believe he bodily rose again the third day according to the scriptures. I repent of my sin. You will have assurance of eternal life. Now, we can see people in heaven, how they told us how they got there. Revelation 5:9 says how he was slain, meaning Jesus Christ. This is a multitudes in heaven saying this. And he redeemed us by his blood. He was slain. He died. He redeemed us by his blood. And that from every tribe, every language, every people, and every nation. Heaven is open to everyone, folks. God is no respecter of persons. Anyone that will confess.
1 minute, Christ, John.
Okay, Pastor Ernie, thank you. Anyone that will do that confession, and I just kind of led a prayer to follow me with that. It's very simple, but it takes repentance of your will. So heaven tells us how they got there. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every tribe, every language, every people, and every nation. There's a place in heaven for you if you will confess, repent, and confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Pastor Ernie, I want to leave you a little time for closing.
Well, I want to say thank the folks out there listening. If you said that prayer, would you call us and let us know? We've been those that have been calling and let us know. I'm going to tell you, it does a lot for us. It really helps us out here. So if you just call 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367, just say, I said that prayer, and give us your name, and we would really appreciate it. Well, we're out of time for tonight, so we always say this, good night. God bless. And then, ready? Always. Get ready, John. You ready? We say, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.